702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Let's start with this Ghislaine Maxwell sentencing. She'll be starting a 20-year prison sentence in America.
Yeah, there are certainly some who thought it should be a life term. I don't know, age 60, 20 years in prison, is that a life term? It's probably not far off, although I guess it could get halved. She could be out in 10 years. What she'd do in 10 years is an interesting thought. Almost impossible to answer, though, with a decade to spare. But yeah, she's gone to jail for helping Jeffrey Epstein recruit, traffic, and abuse young girls. Epstein himself killed himself in a Manhattan jail cell, what, 3 years ago or so. During the course of the trial, Ghislaine Maxwell said that meeting him was the biggest regret of her life. A regret she will take behind bars. The judge, Alison Nathan, said that Maxwell's conduct had been heinous and predatory, and here was the warning shot for all of society, as she put it. Whether you're rich or powerful, nobody is above the law. I wonder if Prince Andrew was watching the trial at that stage, if that comment was made.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking somebody was shuddering there. Prince Andrew's got some questions to answer around that, doesn't he? Well, it doesn't matter how old you are, at least in Germany. Tell me about this Nazi guard who's been convicted.
Yes, it feels like for about 10 years we've been saying there won't be many more of these, but yet another one pops up, another Nazi trial. In this case, a 101-year-old man who can't be named for legal reasons under German law, he has been jailed for 5 years. That does sound like a life sentence, doesn't it? If you're 101, 5 years behind bars, for being an SS guard at a Nazi concentration camp, at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp north of Berlin in the early 1940s. Essentially, he'd argued that he hadn't done anything, and that at one stage that he hadn't been at the camp. Well, documents proved otherwise, that he absolutely was there. And the not doing anything, of course, doesn't cut it, because just to have been there means that you were aiding and abetting in the murder of tens of thousands of prisoners in the case of Sachsenhausen. Although it's an interesting thought, isn't it? How many of us would have put our hands up and said, do you know what? I'm not going to do what the Obergruppenführer or the SS commander or whoever it is says you have to do. It would have been a really tricky one for a young man in the early 1940s. Anyway, aged 101, off he goes for his part in the mass extermination of, not in the case of Sachsenhausen, not just Jewish people, but communists and gays and so forth. It's quite something that 80 years later, justice can be served.
Gosh, I wonder what you think at 101 years old, right? About what you were involved in all those years ago. Finally, Adam, tell me about Sri Lanka's extreme fuel crisis.
Yeah, this is awful, isn't it? Because of, it's also sort of like a warning shot to the whole world, really, about where you can go with inflation and other things. And Zimbabwe's inflation now, 100%, isn't it? Sri Lanka, likewise, they have now suspended all fuel sales to non-essential vehicles. So medical services, fire engines, buses, trains, and trucks transporting food can fill up with fuel, but nobody else. So for the next 2 weeks, no fuel sales to the likes of you and me if we were in Sri Lanka. So schools in towns and cities across Sri Lanka have shut. The country's 22 million residents have been told to work from home, do not go out, because there won't be the fuel to get around. And Sri Lanka is in talks about a bailout deal. I mean, even in the 1970s, I don't recall the fuel crisis being that bad, that you'd have a ban on the sales of fuel. But just to make us feel a little bit better, perhaps, given that here, for me, petrol is heading to £2 a litre, and for you, heading towards 40 rand a litre. At least we're not in that position where we can't buy fuel.
Look, it's around 25 rand at the moment, but as you say, it could certainly be ramping up in the next month or so. But my goodness, sometimes you just need to hear about what's going on elsewhere in the world to feel a little bit better about your own circumstances. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's World View.
Imagine a seed falling onto dry earth and instantly transforming into a 60-year-old tree, proud, full, and flourishing. This is the world of investment. Or is it? Isn't it time you change how you see investing? At 91, we believe that when it comes to investing your hard-earned money, it's not clichés you need, it's results. Partner with an investment manager with a proven track record, even during turbulent times. Speak to your financial advisor today. 91. Investing for a world of change. 91 is an authorized FSP.
EWN Business.
A final update for the morning. Mateo, the Western Cape government intervening in the Tiger Brands factory closure.
Yeah, Western Cape Premier Alan Windey says talks are underway to save jobs at Tiger Brands canning factory. Tiger Brands plans to close the Langeberg and Ashton Foods facility that may result in the loss of more than 4,000 jobs. This after struggling to find suitable investors in the business. Now the provincial government says interested parties are in talks with Africa's largest listed food maker to save the business. Farm lobby group AgriSA says some 300 farmers will be affected if the facility shuts down.
Singapore pouring money into an automated port project.
Singapore says it's forging ahead with a $40 billion project to build the world's biggest automated port by 2040. Ports around the world have been struggling to unclog congestion and delays that have caused supply constraints. Singapore's project will allow for faster handling of containers and shorter truck waiting times. The high-tech port will feature drones and driverless vehicles that are expected to improve efficiency. Located in the Strait of Malacca, Singapore is a regular pit stop on container routes that connect Asian factories to consumers in Europe and the rest of the world.
If you're using an Airbnb, you will not be allowed to party.
Yeah, Airbnb is making permanent its ban on parties at homes listed on the site for short-term rentals. The San Francisco company believes its 2020